We are beginning with the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis. We have been learning which items an animal is allowed to carry out from a Rishus HaYachad to a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and which items an animal is not allowed to carry out. And the Mishnah continues with this discussion. Chamor Yoytze B'Mardas, a chamor can go out with the saddle cloth arounding it, giving it warmth. Bizman shehik shuraboy, when it is tied to the chamor, and the Gemara will explain exactly what this phrase means. Zecharim yoitzin levuvim, male rams can go out levuvim. There are a number of words in this Mishnah which Rashi says mefarish b'Gemara, that the Gemara will explain exactly what the words mean. And Levuvin is the first of those words, and we will take Rashi's lead to leave the explanation until the Gemara. So the Zechorim can go out Levuvin, Recheilois, the female ewes, Yoitzois, they can go out, Shechuzois, held, Kevulois, tied, Uchevunois, fastened, and on all of these words, Rashi says, Mefarish b'Gemara. Ha'izim yoitzois tsururois. The goats can go out with their udders tied. And here Rashi explains why would someone tie up the udders of the goats. And Rashi says because sometimes a person will want to make sure that the animal does not lactate, does not give any milk. And the purpose of this would be in order that the animal, there is more of a chance that the animal would become pregnant, or it would become fatter this way for eating purposes. And sometimes a person would tie a cover to the udders of the goats in order that any milk that's dripping from the udder would be caught in that pouch. So the Tanakhama says that the goats can go out in this manner, tsururois. Rabbi Yossi oiser bekulon. Rabbi Yossi prohibits all of the above-mentioned coverings, except for one, chutzman rechelin hakevunois, except for the rechelis that would go out kevunois, and again, the Gemara will explain exactly what this means. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, izim yoitzois tsururois. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama that you can tie up the udders of the izim, but only if it's liyavish, only if the purpose is so that the animal does not give any milk, avol, to dry it up, avoloy lechalev. But if the purpose is that it should catch the milk, there Rabbi Yehuda prohibits it. Rashi explains the reason, because if it's made to tie it up securely, so then we're not afraid that it's going to fall off and the person would inadvertently move it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. However, if it's there loosely tied on the udders to catch the milk, there is a possibility that it will fall off and the person will inadvertently carry it Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. And now we begin the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Omer Shmuel. Shmuel is coming to explain the first expression in the Mishnah of Bizman Shehik Shuraboy, that the Chamor can go out with the Mardas, with this covering, the saddlecloth covering of the Chamor. It can go out Bizman Shehik Shuraboy, says Shmuel. What does this mean? Vahu Shekshur Loi Me'er Shabbos. This is speaking about a case where it was tied up already from Friday, and a person did not tie it up on the Chamor on Shabbos itself. It's not a problem with the actual kshira, that one of the lamatas malachas is kosher. That is not the issue here, because a person could make the kshira in a way that's permissible, that would not make him over on the malach of kshira. What is the problem with tying it up on Shabbos? So Tosfos brings that Rashi tells us further that the problem is as follows. The purpose of a mardas is to warm up the animal. Rashi in the Mishnah quotes the Gemara further, which tells us that Amri Inshi, that people say that afilu betkufas tamas karolei, that for a chamor, even in the height of summer, when it's boiling hot, the chamor needs the mardas to warm it up because the chamor feels cold. So if the chamor is wearing this a whole week, plus Shabbos, so then in fact it's a malbush. Then it's needed to protect the chamor from the elements, from the cold. However, if a whole week the chamor is not using it, and it merely wears it on Shabbos, then it is considered a masui, and therefore it would not be allowed. That's why Shmuel says it has to be kshura from Erev Shabbos. Other Rishonim give different opinions. One opinion which we'll mention is that since there's a prohibition from leaning on an animal midrabbanan on Shabbos, part of that prohibition includes tying something up on the animal. That's, we're afraid that the person will come to lean on the animal, and that is why it has to be tied up Erev Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Masnisa Namideka, the next Mishnah in this Perek is also a proof to what Shmuel said, that it has to be tied up from Erev Shabbos. Diktani, it says in the next Mishnah, Ein achamor yoitz b'mardas, a chamor cannot go out with this covering, vizman she'enek shuraloi, when the covering is not tied to it. And the Gemara questions, hey chidami, what is the case speaking about? Ilema, if you're going to tell me, she'enek shuraloi klal, that it's loosely put on the animal, and it's not tied to the animal at all. Pshita, that is certain. We wouldn't, the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell us that. Dilma nafulei, because perhaps it would fall off. Va'asi lasuye, and he would come to carry it. He'd forget it Shabbos, he'd pick it up, and he would carry it dalad amas rishus harabim. So that the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell us. Elalav must be she'ena k'shur me'er of Shabbos. The Mishnah must be saying, now on Shabbos, in fact, it is tied up when he goes out to the Rosh Hashanah. But it wasn't that case from the beginning of Shabbos. He tied it up on Shabbos, and that is prohibited, like we learned from Rashi, because it's in that case it's considered a masui, it's a burden, and it's usher to carry it out into Rosh Hashanah. Mechlal derei shekshur loy me'erev Shabbos shmamina. Here we have a proof, says Rab Nachman, the next Mishnah proves what our Mishnah is speaking about. If there it is usher when he did not tie it up on Erev Shabbos, when our Mishnah permits it, it must be that it was tied up from Erev Shabbos, and therefore, as Rashi explains, it was a malbush, and therefore there's no isser from carrying it out into Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Nami Hoch, we learned like this in a brice as well. Chamor yoitzib mardas, a chamor can go out with the covering, bizman shekshuroloi me'erev Shabbos, if it's tied up from Erev Shabbos, exactly as Shmuel explained the Mishnah. But the brisa continues, v'loi ba'okav, but with a saddle, the animal cannot go out, afal pi shekshuroloi me'erev Shabbos, even though it is tied up from Erev Shabbos. Because according to the Tanakhama, even though the ukiv does provide some warmth to the chamor, but that will be only in the place where the ukiv is, right under the ukiv. And that's not sufficient enough to call it a malbish, since most of the animal will still be cold. In the case of mardas, which covers the entire chamor, so then in fact it is a good covering, and it's a malbush, and you can carry it out to the Rosh Hashanah, but not by an ukiv. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says, af biyukiv. He says that even by an ukiv, as Rashi explains, he considers the warmth that the ukiv gives, even though it's only a local warmth, that's sufficient to call it a malbush, it's not a masri, and you can carry it out on Shabbos to Rosh Hashanah. However, it has to be, of course, bizman shekshur loy me'erev Shabbos, it has to be already tied up from before Shabbos in order to give it the din malbush. But now he makes two provisions, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ubulvad sheloy yikshur loy masrichan. Rashi explains that masrichan means there are certain straps around the neck and the breast of the animal, and the purpose of these straps is when the animal is going up a mountain, so then the load that the animal is carrying would tend to shift to the tail. In order to prevent it from falling down on the tail of the animal, we have these straps to keep the load on the front of the animal. This a person should not, a saddle that has these attachments, these strap attachments, should not go out on Shabbos. Why? Because that is not part of the warming of the animal. That's not a malbish of the animal. That's already there for a load. Then it itself becomes a masui, and therefore prohibited to take out on Shabbos. Ubulvad, also a second provision, shalayif shalay ritsua tachas nave, that he should not place a strap under the tail of the animal. Rashi explains that this strap was for the opposite reason of the first strap. This was put by the tail, that when the animal is going down into a valley, the tendency of the load would be to shift to the throat of the animal, and we don't want that to happen. So this strap held back the load from falling down on the top of the animal. So once again, the purpose of these straps are for carrying loads, and if so, that cannot be taken out on Shabbos, because then those straps themselves remain a masui, and it's also for the animal to go out to the Rishus HaRabim with it. Boy minei Rav Asi Bar Nosson, Rav Chiya Bar Rav Ashi. Rav Asi Bar Nosson had the following question from Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Till now we were speaking about going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Rashi explains the following question has nothing to do with Hoitzah, but rather even in a person's chotzer. The question is, in his own backyard, Mahu Litein Mardas Al Gabi Chamor B'Shabbos. What is the halacha? May one put on a Mardas, this cover, on the Chamor on Shabbos itself? What is the question here? Now you'll notice the word here is litain. It doesn't say lichshor, to strap it on. Strapping it on itself would be prohibited, as we mentioned before, because it's part of the isser of leaning on an animal, and strapping it on the animal is part of that isser. But the question here is, can I put it on litain? I'm merely putting it on the animal. I'm not strapping. I'm not even touching the animal. I'm throwing the mardas onto the animal. What is the question? So the question is, as Tosfos explains, if you look in the third Tosfos, Divrei Maschil Mahu, towards the end, five lines from the end, Elaniru Lari, the time of Mishum Tircha de Shabbos, this is an extra work on Shabbos. There are many things that Chazal prohibited on Shabbos because of Tircha. A person is doing a Tircha Yaseira, an extra work. It looks like he's in the weekdays, and they prohibited it. The question is, one item versus the other. Tircha of Shabbos versus the tsar that the animal has. As we mentioned before, a chamor is freezing even in the summer. So it has tsar. Did the Chazal permit an extra tircha, an extra work on Shabbos, for the purpose of preventing tsar of the animal? That's the Gemara's question. Ma'u liten mardas agabi chamor b'shabbos. Amar lei mutter. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said to Rav Asi Bar Nosson, permit it. Amar lei, so Rav Asi said back to Rav Chiya, v'chima ben zeh le'ukiv. What is the difference between this case, which you said is mutter, and the case of placing an ukiv on an animal on Shabbos, a saddle on an animal, which is aser ishtik? So Rav Chiya Bar Rav Ashi kept quiet. When he kept quiet, Esvei. So Rav Asi asked him a question. So Mefarshim explained that Rav Asi thought that Rav Chiya was quiet because he held it wasn't a question. Why did he hold it wasn't a question? Because he held Ukiv is also permitted. You're telling me Ukiv is usher. I hold that Ukiv is itself permitted. You hold that Ukiv is permitted. So Rav Asi said, hey, sir, I'm going to ask you a question. I'll show you beferish that Ukiv is not permitted. Why? Because it says, Ukiv shall gabi chamor lo yital tolano biyadoi. If a person has a saddle on his chamor on Shabbos, and he wants to get the saddle off the chamor, he should not move it directly with his hand. Elamoy licha umevio b'chatzer v'unoifu me'elov. He makes the chamor go back and forth in his chotzer, and over time the saddle will fall off by itself. So I can make a deduction. Hashta litol amrat loy. You are telling me that you're not allowed to take the ukiv off the animal. lahaniach meboya? Can you put it down? That certainly you cannot do. There's much more tircha on Shabbos to put a saddle on an animal than to take it off. So if you tell me take it off is prohibited, you have to march it back and forth until it falls off by itself. So certainly you cannot put it on. And who would then, not only an ukiv can't you put on, you can't even put a mardas on either. So this is my question, says Rav Asi to Rav Chiya. You're telling me mardas is mutter. How is it different than ukiv, where we see that ukiv, it is usher to take off or to put on Shabbos? Laniach miboya, amalei Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, Shafke, leave Rav Chiya bar Rav Asi alone, because kirabe svirule, he holds like his Rebbe, Rav. The Amar Rav Chiya bar Asi, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya bar Asi said in the name of Rav, that toilen traskil lebehema b'Shabbos, that one can put a feed bag onto an animal on Shabbos, v'kal v'choyim r'lemardas. If a feed bag is permitted to be put on the animal on Shabbos for it to eat, so certainly you can put a mardas for warmth on the animal. Why? Uma hasam de mishum tainuk shori. Over there by a feed bag, it's only a matter of pleasure, and yet I permitted the tircha. Why? Rashi explains, because the animal really could put its head down, bend its head to the ground, and eat that way. However, it feels a little uncomfort by doing that, so it has more pleasure. It's easier for the animal that he doesn't have to bend down. He has the food right next to his mouth, and he eats from that. But that's only a tainuk. He has no tsar if he has to bend down. Hacha de mishum tsar. But over here, it's a pain. The animal is freezing. So like kolshein, if you permit a mardas, then if you permit a traskel for food, then certainly you're going to be permitting a mardas for warmth, because that's a matter of tsar. So the tircha would be permitted because of the tsar. So the question is, but we have a beferish brisa that says you're not allowed to take the ukiv on, and you're certainly not allowed to put the ukiv on. So that contradicts what Rav said. So Rashi and Amid Beis tells us, no problem. Rav tamnehu upolik. Rav, although he was the beginning of the Amaroyim, we find many times in Shas that Rav had a halach of a tana, and he's able to argue on the brisa, so that's not an issue. So therefore, Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, leave Rav Chiya bar Rav Asi alone, because he paskins like Rav, and Rav paskins against the brisa that you brought from Ukiv. The Gemara continues, Shmuel amar mardas mutter traskel aser. Shmuel agrees with Rav that a mardas is permitted, because that's for tsar. But in fact, traskel, which is only the pleasure, that he says, for that Chazal did not permit tircha on Shabbos. The extra work to give the feedback to the animal is prohibited, where it's only causing a hanot to the animal, and it's not because of tsar. So in mardas, both Rav and Shmuel agree it's mutter. In Trasko, we have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Ozel, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Amar l'shmaitzah de Rav, kamei Shmuel. Rav Chiya bar Yosef went and he said Rav's psak in front of Shmuel. What was the psak? That he told him specifically that the traskel is mutter. Amar le, when Shmuel heard this, he said, Ihachi Amar Abba, if that's what my father said, and Rashi says it really doesn't mean father, it means chaveri. It was a language of endearment. My good friend, and where do we find such a precedent? By Yosef. Yosef was called Avreich, and the Targum translates it, Abul Amalka. He was a father to the king. He wasn't the father of the king. It means he was a good friend of the king. So if my good friend Rav said that, lo yoda b'mili de Shabbat v'leiklum, he knows nothing in Hilchah Shabbos. So the Chavetz Chaim brings down a tshuva from the Chavis Yor that goes through the entire Shas and explains all the sharp comments that one Mandiyomer had for the other. It seems here that Shmuel is certainly not fulfilling Shmiris Haloshin. He's not being careful in what he's saying about Rav. Rav doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know Hilchas Shabbos. So the answer is that he meant to say, I'm not mekabel what you're telling me. Rav could never have said such a thing. He wouldn't know anything about Hilchas Shabbos if he would say such interesting, and I know that Rav is the great Talmud Chacham, that he does know about Hilchos Shabbos. So that's what he meant to say. He wasn't trying to say something derogatory against Abba. He meant to say, I'm not mekabel what you're telling me in the name of Rav. Kisolik Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Binyam Bar Yefes, he found Rav Binyam Bar Yefes, the Yosef that he was sitting with, Karmelay Mishmei to Rav Yoichanan, he was saying in the name of Rav Yoichanan, a psak, that Noistim Ardas Agabi Chamor B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, you're allowed to put, because of the pain of the animal, you're allowed to do the tircha of putting a mardas on the chamor on Shabbos. Amalei, so he, when he heard this, Rav Zeira said to Rav Binyam Bar Yefes, Yashir, you said very good. V'chein tirguma arvech b'bovel, and that's what arvech said in bovel. Arvech Manu, who is called Arvech? That's Shmuel, and Rashi explains, because Arvech means a king. And since Shmuel was a Baki Bedinin, v'shoifet kemelech, ha-shoifet al-oretz, therefore he was called, he's the king. That's what the king said, and because Shmuel was the great Talmud Chacham, and he knew the halachas very well, and he's a judge over the people like a melech is, that's why it was called Arvech. Rashi and Menachos tells us that the halacha is in Isurim like Rav, and in Dinim like Shmuel. So Shmuel was like the melech, he was the king of Dinim. So that's why he got this nickname of Arvich. That's what Arvich Shmuel said in Bavel. So the Gemara asks, who is Arvich Shmuel? Vor Rav Nami Amra. The whole Machlokes Rav Shmuel is by what? By Truskel. Could you do Tircha for Hano? But Mardas, which is Tsar, both Rav and Shmuel both agree. So why did Rav Zeira quote Shmuel? He should have quoted Rav concerning Mardas as well. So the Gemara answers, Elishame to have a Messiah bay. He heard that Rabbi Yomber Yef said something else in the end. He ended off by saying, the ain't toil and traskel b'shabbos. You could put on a mardas, but wait, there's another halacha. You cannot put on a traskel. Amrlei, that's what Reb Zeira said, yasher. V'chein tirgum arvich b'bovel. That's what Shmuel Paskin the bovel. That what? That a mardas is mutter, but a traskel is usher. But says the Gemara, the Kuli Alma, everyone holds. Who does everyone mean? We've had so far three opinions in the Gemara. Rav, Shmuel, and even Rabbi Yochanan we had. All three of them hold that what? Kuli Alma Mias, Mardas Mutter. That the machlaik is by Traskel, but by Mardas, all three agree that it's mutter. So what do they do with that original question? And Maishna Miyukiv, what about what we learned before, that you have to let the animal walk back and forth, and the ukiv slide off, but you can't take the ukiv off. And if you can't take it off, you for sure can't do more ticha by putting it on. So Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechon are all against that brisa that we learned before. So l'chayru, this is what I would venture to say, that what Rashi tells us on Amid Beis is that Rav Tanahu polling. But Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan don't have the status of Tanahu polling. They don't have, if so, on Rav we have an answer. He has the authority to disagree with the Brisa. But Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan don't, so how do they disagree with the Brisa? He was a contemporary, but he was a junior apparently, and he didn't have the same, we don't find by Shmuel that Shmuel Tanahu polling. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hossam, the Efshin Nafel Memela, by an Ukif. It could fall off by a ukiv. You know why you can't take it off on Shabbos? Because it could fall off by itself. So what's the pshat in the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is your deduction is faulty. You said if you can't take it off, for sure you can't put it on. No, you can't take it off because that's a tircha on Shabbos. Since if you walk the animal back and forth, eventually it's going to fall off by itself. So then the Chazal did not allow you to manually take it off because you have another eitzah. You can let the animal go back and forth. However, to put it on, which is not going to happen unless you put it on, so then ain't a chanami, even an ukiv, which is only warming it a little bit, but that's also permitted, such a tircha is permitted as well. So according to the Gemara's maskana right now, it would come out that a truskel, we have a machloikis, a feedback, whether it's mut or tircha for the comfort of the animal. By a saddle, an ukiv, according to the Gemara now, everyone agrees that it is permitted because it alleviates at least a little of the cold. By a saddlecloth, a mardas, everyone holds, certainly since it alleviates the tsar of the whole animal, it's permitted to put it on Shabbos. And taking off a saddle, that's prohibited because you could let it fall off by itself. Rav Papa Amri gives a different chiluk between ukif and the halacha of mardas. Kan l'chamimah, kan l'tzanina. By putting on a mardas, I'm warming up the animal. But however, that's mutter. However, when I take off the okif, why am I taking off the okif? I want to cool off the animal. The animal has just had a long trip, schlepping a load on top of its saddle, and now it's all sweated up, perspired. I want to alleviate it and cool it down. So there's a difference. Lechamimo is latzara. By heat, it has pain, because it's in other words, it's freezing. I have to warm it up. So there, Chazal permitted tircha. Litzanina, to cool it off, less latzara. It doesn't have pain. Why? Because in a few moments, the nature of a chamor is, it's very susceptible to being cold. V'hain d'amrinchi, as Rashi quoted in the Mishnah, this is what people say, that what? Chamra, donkey, full of betkufas tamas, even in the height of the summer, karira law, it's freezing. So Mimela, why do you want to take off the saddle? Because you want to cool it down. Wait 3 or 4 minutes, it'll already be cool anyway by itself, even without taking off the saddle. So Mimela Chazal didn't feel that it's such a necessity for the Tirchi Yisera, that's usur. However, putting on a merdas is mutter. So Mimela, even Shmuel and Rabbi Eichelin don't have a problem with the brice that was mentioned before concerning Ukif. Meisvei, we're going to ask a question. This is going to be a question on Shmuel. Shmuel came out paskening that for tsar, a mardas, it's mutter to put it on, the animal on Shabbos. However, for traskel, for a pleasure of not having to bend down to get your food, it's not permitted to put it on Shabbos. Meisvei, the Gemara is going to try to prove that even for hanah of the animal, it's permitted to do a tircha on Shabbos. We learned in a Tosefta, lo yetzei asus b'znav hashu'ol. A horse is not allowed to go out with a foxtail. Rashi explains that this was put on the animal because of ayin hara. V'loy b'zehuri is shebein einav, and not with a red strap between its eyes, which was done to beautify the animal. Lo yetze azov b'kishloy. Azov should not go out with the cover of his private part on Shabbos, and the reason that he had this cover was to see if on Shabbos he would have a ziva, he would have to know how many days of the flow he has had, and that's why he would go out with it on Shabbos. He's not allowed to. V'loy izim, and not goats b'kishabadadayin, with the cover over their udders, which were put on, Rashi says, either to accept the milk that was falling down, or, as we're having the Gemara and Amid Beis, that certain times their udders could get scratched by thorns, and this was a protection. V'loy par b'chayshashabapi, and not a cow with a muzzle over its mouth. V'loy, continues the Gemara, v'loy seyachim, and now with colts, betrasklin shabapiem, with the baskets of food on their mouths, they're not allowed to go out, lusha sarabim. V'loy behema besandl shabaglea, not an animal with a shoe that's put on its feet. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this doesn't apply to horses, because by horses, it is banged on, nailed on, it's secure. However, by a regular animal, where it's not done like that, it could fall off, and he could come to carry a dalaramas b'shus rabim, and that's why it's prohibited. V'loy b'kmiya, not an amulet. An amulet had in it techinois, it had in its supplications to Hashem, it also had tsirif oisius of Hashem, that the letters of Hashem's name were connected in different ways, and the Meiri tells us it was worn around the neck of a person as a protection from harm and a cure for illness. Afa pishu mumcha, this kemia, a animal cannot go out with it, even though it has been proven, Rashi says, 3 times it's been used and it's been effective in curing someone. Afal pikein, an animal cannot go out with it on Shabbos. The Gemara on Amud Beis will explain why. Vizu chaymer b'vein v'adam. And this halacha, an animal is a harder din on Shabbos than a person. The Gemara thinks right now that this is a statement is referring to a kemiah. The Gemara on Amud Beis will say it's referring to the sandal and not to the kemiah. We'll see the Gemara on Amud Beis. These things that we said till now are usur. Aval yoytzehu be'eged. He can go out with an eged, which we thought an eged is a bus, but an eged also in the Gemara means a band-aid. Shalgabi a makkah, that is on the makkah. Ubek shishina, with a splint. Shalgabi a shever, that's on. Rashi explains that if an animal breaks its a limb, so they put splints on both sides to keep the animal from moving, so its limb, so that the limb fuses together. the broken pieces fused together. That he cannot do on Shabbos. Ubishulyan with the placenta mutudalispa that is coming out of the animal. Upoiking la zug bitzavor, and you stop up the bell in the neck of the animal, which is around the neck. Umetayalis imo, you're allowed to go out with it bechatzer. In the chatzah, you're not allowed to go out into the Rishus Rabbim. The Gemara later will tell us, because Mechse, Rashi brings down, Kamanda Ozer Lechingo, as if it's going to the marketplace, so that's Ozer. But in the chatzah, it is permitted, but you have to stop up the bell from ringing, because there's an Isser of being moiled koil on Shabbos, so if the bell would ring, that is prohibited. Ketani Mias, we learned anyway in this Tosefta, V'loy Sayacha, not the colts, but Trasklin Shabbapim, with the food bags around their mouths. L'shus Arabim, it's Osir. We can deduce, L'shus Arabim hu deloy, ha b'chatzer shaper, in the chatzer itself, you could. So what do we see? Shaper dummy, it's good that in a Traskel is permitted, so we see that L'chara question on Shmuel, Shmuel said the Traskel is prohibited. My love, big doyle mishum tainet. The Gemara thinks it's speaking about large animals, and it's a pleasure for them that they don't have to bend down. So you see that for pleasure, tirchis mutter, not like Shmuel. The Gemara answers, loi. Shmuel will answer, biktanim. It's speaking about small animals who don't have such long necks. So for them, mishum tsar, it's not just easier for them to eat from the feed bag, but rather for them, it's a torture, it's a pain to stretch, bend all the way down till they get their food. That's a tsar. And that is permitted, just like we permit mardas because of cold, we permit for young, small animals, mishum tsar, dekanami, and I'll prove this to you, diktani, and now we turn to nun gimla mebeis, dumya de kamiya. The Tosefta spoke about a kamiya. Shema mina, it's a proof. And as a kamiya is worn on the animal to take away a sickness. So the same thing over here. The kamiya, in fact, we said is usher. But for the food basket, that the Chazal permitted. But we see it speaking about a case like kamiya, which is to remove some serious problem, not just to give them a little bit extra hana. Amar Mar, we learned before, v'loy b'kamiya, afu pishu mumcha. And now with the kamiya, even though the kamiya has been used three times effectively, the Gemara asked Akash of Anantanam, we learned in the Mishnah and Daf Samach Amar Aleph, that a person, v'loyetze ha'ish, it says, a person should not go out, v'loy b'kamiya she'ena mumcha, not with a kamiya which is not a mumcha, which has not been effective three times, so we could deduce, ha mumcha shapadami. But if it is a mumcha, you are allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Then it's considered a necessary thing for the person to walk around with. So, if so, it's difficult, even though that Mishnah is speaking about a person. But what should be the chilek between a mumcha kamiya for a person or an animal? So if there it's mutter, how could you say over here that even though it's mumcha, the animal cannot go out with it? The Gemara says, "Hachanami shayna mumcha." It's speaking about over here where it's not a mumcha. The Gemara asks, "Well, avu bishu mumcha tani? How can it be ain a mumcha?" It says beferish it is a mumcha. The Gemara says it is mumcha. Mumcha la adam. It has worked effectively for a person, but ain a mumcha labeima. But doesn't work for an animal. And that then it becomes a masri for the animal. The Gemara asks, "Umiyak mumcha la adam v'levi mumcha labeima?" Is there such a thing which is good for a person and not good for an animal? In yes. Adam, this le mazla, as Rashi explains, a person who has a malach who protects him, misayele, the kamiya, the amulet will protect him. But behema, the lesle mazla, behema has no mazla, he has no malach protecting him, lo misayele, so the kamiya will not be effective for him either, and therefore it's usher to carry it out on Shabbos, it's a masui. E hachi, if so, ask the Gemara, maize chaymer behema be adam. What does the Tosefta conclude that this is a case where it's more difficult for a behema than a person? It's really the same din, because if you have a kamiya that's not mumcha for an adam, an adam can't go out with it. So if this kamiya is not mumcha for a behema, so it's the same halacha. The fact is that it's not mumcha for a behema. So he shares the din. If it's ain't a mumcha, you can't go out with it. What does it mean? It's chomer. The Gemara answers, mi savra kamiya koi. Do you think that this phrase, that zeh chomer behema adam, goes on the case of kamiya? Asandal koi. It's going on one case earlier in the Tosefta, after which was the sandal. A person, of course, can go out with a sandal on Shabbos. We're not afraid it's going to fall off his feet. His shoes are going to fall off. But by an animal, we are afraid, and that's a must. So he's not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. But But Gabe Akimia, Einachanami, there is no chumra of a behema over an adam. Toshima, this question is going to be both on Rav and on Shmuel. Because according to both of them, you're allowed to do tircha when it comes to tsar. For example, in the case of Mardas for cold. And now the Gemara is going to ask a question on that. If a person has a wound, so you cannot smear it with oil, to anoint it with oil, or to scrape off the scab for a person, you're allowed to do it. But for a behema, you're not allowed to do it. My love, the ikamaka. It's speaking about a case where there's a maka. There's an ongoing wound on the person. Umishim tsar. And the person has tsar. And yet you're allowed to do it for a person and not for a behema. The Gemara says, Loi, that is not correct. The Gomar Maka. Really, the maka is over. It's not a festering wound. Umishum tainig. It's a little pleasurable on that spot to smear some oil and to take off a scab, but it's not a festering wound. And mimela, it comes out, it's mishum tainug. That's a case of tainug, which according to Shmuel is usser. That's why truskel, which is only hano, tainug, is usher to put it on Shabbos. But that's why for a person it's permitted, because it's such a small malacha that Chazal felt if it's the tainug of a person, they permitted it. But for the tainug of an animal, they did not permit it. But it's not a proof against Rav Shmuel concerning tsar, because it's not a case of tsar. It's not a festering wound. But the question Rashi raises is that Rav holds that even for tainug it's mutter, and here you see that for tainug it's usser. Here's where Rashi says Rav Tanu Polig, and Rashi throws in, and on Amud Aleph when we had the question that an ukiv you can't take off or on from the Tosefta, it's difficult on Rav. Rav has a simple answer. Rav Tanu Polig Toshima. This will be a question on Rav. The Rav holds that a troskel's mutter for tainug. This will be a question. Behema shachsadam, an animal that has congestion of blood, ema midnoy sabamayim, you cannot put it in water, b'shul shad it's done in order for it to cool off. Adam shachsadam, however, a person that has congestion of blood, ma midnoy sabamayim, b'shul shad it's done in. You're allowed to put him in water in order for him to cool off. And what is this a case of? This is a case of... This is a case this question is going to be a question based on Rav and Shmuel, that Rav and Shmuel both said that for tsar it is permitted, and here it's a case of tsar, of the animal has a congestion of blood, and it says that it's usher, it's only mutter for a person, and it is not mutter for an animal. Amr Ula answers, Gzeir Mishum Shchika Samamanim. Here, where it's a matter of refuah, by refuah it's usher because he might come to grind ingredients, herbs, on Shabbos for medication, and Rashi says that would be an Issa Deraisa of Toichein. So therefore, this is an exception to the rule. Normally, tircha for tsar is mutter. But where it involves a refuah, which could lead to grinding up samamonim, which is prohibited, so they ushered all kinds of refuah for the animal on Shabbos. Frey the Gemara, Yehachi Adam Nami. If you're talking about shchika samamonim, so why is it mutter for an Adam? An Adam also, there should be a problem of shchika samamonim. The Gemara answers, Adam nirkemaker, when the person goes into the water, he looks like it's a hot day, he's cooling himself off. But an animal is different. Why is an animal different? By an animal, you can also say it looks like he's cooling off. He's not doing it in order for refuah. The din is, there's only an isser if something looks like you're doing it for refuah. But if you're doing it not for, it doesn't look like you're doing it for refuah, it's mutter. So by a behemoth, we could also say the behemoth is cooling off. The Gemara answers, ain't mekul a behemoth. That's not the derech for the behemoth to cool off that way. So memela, by the behemoth, it is a problem of shrikas amonim, and by an adam, there's no problem. Frey the Gemara, the behemoth, Shema Migazrinan, when you have a problem of the animal having a refuah problem, and it could come out a damage, hefset, to the animal, did Chazal, were Chazal Goizer, Shchika Samamonim, even in a place of hefset? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, Hoysoi Medes Chutzu Tchum, if somebody's animal was standing outside of a Tchum, a person is allowed to walk 2,000 amas from his dwelling on Shabbos, and after he gets the 2,000 amas, all he gets is 4 amas more. And the same thing goes with his behema. So if he was standing outside of his tchum, and the animal was also outside of the tchum, kairala, he calls to the animal, vihi bo, and the animal comes. V'leigazrinan dilma osi lasuye. We're not geyser that maybe he'll go outside of the tchum and get and take the animal. Why? The Gemara is assuming because of hefsed. The Rabbanan didn't want to put their gzeiras in a place where it could come out of hefsed to the person. So here also we should say the same thing. We take out the vav from v'amar ravina. Amar ravina. Ravina answers kigoyin shahaya tchum shaloi muvla b'toich tchum shaloi. Really, the Rabbanan do make their halachas even in a place where there's a potential hefset to the animal. However, over here it's speaking about a unique case. What was the case? The owner gave the animal over to a shepherd. The shepherd had a different 2,000 amas than the owner. So it was outside the shepherd's 2,000 amas, but it was within the owner's 2,000 amas. So even though the animal from the shepherd's 2,000 amas only had 4 amas, and it can't go more than that, the owner is not commanded to make sure that the animal stays within its tchum. So he's not allowed to actively go and pull the animal, but Kairala is allowed to call to the animal and she comes. Agavurcha doesn't have to do the sugya, but it's a beautiful word. The Radomsker tells us that by Meshicha, when this is also an acquisition of Kinyonim, you have a Kinyon where, Meshicha, where you can hit the animal and it moves, or you have a Meshicha where you're standing in front of the animal and you call to the animal, like this Gemara, Kairala Vibor, you call to the animal and she comes. So the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mishacheni Acharecha Narutza. Pull me, Klal Yisrael says to Ribbono Hashem, you know what type of Mashiach we want? We don't want the Mashiach where you hit us and you goad us and you prod us forward, but rather through love and affection, you call to us and we come to you. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Shchika Samamonim Gufa Tanoihi. This Shaila, if the Rabbanu were geyser, the principle of any refua is prohibited on Shabbos, just like a person can't do refua unless it's a Chodesh Yesh or in certain other conditions concerning Chalim. But in general, if it's not an emergency, a person should not do Rifu on Shabbos. So the Shaila, does this apply to animals as well? So that Gufa, that Shaila itself, Tanoi is a Machlaikis Tanoi. The Sanya, we learned in the Brisa, Behema, Shachla Kashina, Behema that ate vetches. Lawyer, it's saying you shouldn't make it run on Shabbos, Bechatz in a field, Bishusha, this Rapa, because it has to have a bowel movement and you're going to run it across the field in order for the vetches to come out of the system. You're not allowed to do it because it's a refuah for animals on Shabbos. That's what the first Monday Yom Rav is. Rabbi Yoshia, or on the side, we have Rabbi Yoshia Matir. He permits it. Dorish Rav, halach Rabbi Yoshia. Halach Rabbi Yoshia, says the Masorah Shishas, that the halach is like Rabbi Yoshia, that it's mutter, that we're not going to shechikas amonim by an animal like we do by a person. Amr Ma, we learned before, Layetzi Azov Bekishla. Azov cannot go out with its kiss. V'loy Izim and not Izim Bekishla V'dadayim, with the kiss around their udders. V'atanya Yoitz is Izim Bekishla V'dadayim. We learned in a Brisa that Izim could go out with a kiss around their udders. Amr Rav Yehuda Loy Kasha. Hadu Mehedik, Hadu Loy Mehedik. When it's muttered means it's on tight. When it's usher, it's not on tight. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Tanoi Shakla Miyama, you took all the Tanoim out of the world. In other words, it's a Machlaikis Tanoim. Tanoihi, this time we learned in our Mishnah, Ha Izim Yaitse Sruis, that Izim go out with their udders tied together, but Rabbi Yosef Yosef Akulon, Chutzman Rechelis HaKavunas, the only thing that he permitted in our Mishnah was the Rechelis going out Kavunas, which we're going to learn tomorrow what exactly that means, by Rabbi Rabbi Yossi ushered all of them except for that one case. So he ushered Ezim going out to Rurois. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ezim Yotzes Tzurus LiYavesh. They only go out Tzurus to dry up, not to have any milk flowing from them. Avaloy L'Cholav, but not when it's loose and it's coming to hold the milk. As Rashi says, holding the milk itself is a Masui. So Rashi explains, what are the Tanoim? Not Rabbi Yehuda according to this Teretz, because Rabbi Yehuda makes a chilek between Liyavish and L'Cholav, and here we had no chilek. So the Machloikis Tanoim is Rab Meir, Stam Mishnah Rab Meir he. The Tanakama holds it's always Mutter, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it is always Usser, and that will answer the stira that we had about the Ezim. V'Iboy same, another Teretz. Havar Rabbi Yehuda. This is going according to the third Tan of our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda. V'Laikasha, Kan Liyavish, Kan L'Cholav. As we said before, if it's to keep the udders dry, so then it's stuck on very well, it's mutter. Kan l'cholav, when it's done for having the milk, to catch the milk, then it's also Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa be'izim based on Tuchya, Shoyetadim, Gassim, they had very large udders, but also when Kisim, and they made covers, Kedesh la'isa to Dadim, that their Dadim should not get scratched and have lacerations on it. Tana Rabbana, Maisa be'echet shemesa ishta, there was a man whose wife died, V'nicha ben liyanik, and she left over a child to have a wet nurse, and he didn't have enough money to hire a wet nurse. The Nasalaynes, a miracle happened, and his breasts open up, Kishne Dada Isha, like the two datum of a woman, the Hainik Espinoya, and he gave milk to his child. Amr Rabbi Yosef, boy Urei Kamagod Lodom Zesh, and Nasalaynes Kazel. Look how great this man is that a miracle happened to him like this. Amr Abaya Adarabba, Kamagaru Adam Zesh, and Ishtanle Sidra Rebashis. How low is this person? Of course he was on a high madrega that he did great things, or else he wouldn't have had a nest to begin with. But the fact that he had to have a nest that was changed to Seder Bereshis means that it will be Menachem Ischu Yosef. He'll lose out in Ischusim and Olam Abba. He's a low person in that sense. Amar Rav Yehuda, boy Yurei, Kamakoshim is an Ishal Adam. Shenishtanu Olav Sidrei Bereshis. Look how difficult it is to make a Parnassah, because Hashem had to change Seder Bereshis and make him able to nurse his child, because the person wasn't able to have money, but yet Hashem changed Sidri Bereshis. On Rav Nachman, Teda, the Misrachish Nisim, many times Hashem makes Nisim to save a person's life, V'loi Ibru Mezoine, but yet Hashem could have done a simple thing of making Mezoines, Yesh Me'ayin, that Hashem doesn't do, but many times He'll save a person through a nest. So we see that the difficulty of receiving Mezoines is even greater than having a nest which saves a person's life.